Here's a question from the audience. Where did Canada stand on the AAATA merge? Where did they stand in May? And why? Let's start there.
I did not endorse or not endorse the AATA millet because it was going directly to the people for the vote. We were not voting as council members. And what the last two millages taught me was, listen to the people. The library bond went to the people, even though the politicians were all for it, it was defeated. Public art millage again went to the people, it was defeated. I wrote to any ward member who wrote to me regarding this that I was waiting for a queue because a lot of people said we were paying two mills and they felt they just couldn't keep on increasing our taxes, and I respected that. So it passed with the mandate, a lot of people supported it, and now our task as city council members is to make sure that millage money is appropriately spent to increase services within the city to benefit our residents. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, I'll try to make this simple. I'm not one to ramble about a lot of issues, as you'll hear from me later, but I was in support of it. I worked with the AAATA on ensuring that the millage had proper funding. My organization, we work with individuals with close head injuries, so oversee their care, and also with veterans. So as we discharge residents and the clients, this is just a little small background. When you discharge someone in a community, you have to make sure they have transportation. And one of the things with the AAATA increases the number of stops, the distance, so we are able to look at other locations where they can actually call AROT and say, I need a ride. So if you live within a certain distance from a bus stop, you'll have that ability. So I was in support of it.